This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGior. Today I'm speaking with Julie Maher. Julie, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Julie, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I've been involved with digital asset management for over 10 years. I first started at Ralph Lauren. A little bit of background, though, I've always, you know, been very interested in photography and preservation of those types of assets. So digital asset management just happened to be something that I, like, naturally fell into. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the natural next step for me. And at Ralph Lauren, they have an extremely extensive collection of photographic assets, video assets. And they were at the point where everyone in the art department was keeping the same types of images on different servers, and it was really clogging up their space. So it got to a point where we really just needed to clean everything out and put it into one system that the entire company could access. We started building this DAM system, and it was, you know, highly customizable. I mean, a company like Ralph Lauren is not going to have anything straightforward. They're very lifestyle driven, so you can't just, like, you know, search for photographs by a photographer. It has to be by, you know, thoroughbred or, you know, like Nantucket, things like that, as well as, you know, searching by location, photographer, model, season, year, that type of thing. But it was kind of extra special because they're, you know, that's really their whole thing. And also at Ralph Lauren, as in fashion in general, it's very cyclical. So a collection from the 80s will return and be very popular, and you need to pull those assets again as inspiration for a new collection. But it's a huge, huge database. They have about 750,000 assets. When I left in 2006, and they were adding approximately 60,000 assets a year.
Wow.
It's massive. And I was in the corporate archives department, and my boss and I, Pat Christman, who had been with the company since the very beginning, she was more like the company historian. We worked with this team, Virtus, and we had a very rigorous schedule. We'd meet weekly, and we really built out, like, a beautiful, beautiful system. I mean, I love it. And to this day, people, you know, always comment about it. Anybody who's interacted with that system knows that it's, like, very fine-tuned and it works really well. That was my entree into the digital asset management world. And then from there, you know, I've worked with the NFL. I worked with them last year for their youth division. They needed to, again, organize their assets. It seems to be a problem in these art departments where people, you know, download these high-res assets, keep them on their individual, you know, servers or desktops, and it mm-hmm. starts clogging up the system again. So companies are starting to realize that they need one place for these assets to stay, so they're easily accessible, but again, not everywhere all over the company, because, you know, things start to happen where, well, was this the final approved one? Is this mm-hmm. cropped, you know, correctly? You don't have that information in a simple file sitting on your desktop. You know what I mean? It hasn't gone sure. through all the stages of approval. So
there's centralization, basically.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Oh. Mm-hmm. I basically work with, you know, luxury brands. I also, my other job that I do is I produce fashion videos, and now I'm starting to work with those clients who have all these video assets and photographic assets, and they have no idea what to do with them. I mean, it just kind of amazes me, maybe because I've been doing this for, you know, 10 years, it's not shocking
mm-hmm.
to me, but it just really surprises me that people don't have things more in order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and they're starting to catch on and realize that this is a very vital part of their business.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. I think it's a, you know, this area is just really, I think with, like, the fashion sector, luxury brands, it's really, like, totally booming right now.
And so, Julie, why would a jewelry company, for example, use a DAM?
Okay, so currently I am consulting
mm-hmm.
At the second largest jewelry company. in the country, if not the world, actually. And, you know, a jewelry company is like any other company that has assets. Mm-hmm. And in this particular case, there is a jewelry designer for this company that is pushing this project. Mm-hmm. And she herself realizes how valuable it is to have her assets organized and located in one place. You know, they're preserved, they're getting digitized at very, you know, high resolution, and they're going to be preserved. Everything's going to go to cold storage. So, you know, her assets, her actual physical assets are going to be protected. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really feel like a jewelry company is like any other company, like a Ralph Lauren or an NFL. It's like, it's not even about the industry. It's about preserving your assets. And, you know, making sure it's everything's taken care of. I mean, I could do this in any industry. I mean, I tell people all the time, yes, I work in the luxury brand sector, mm-hmm. but I could be doing this for anyone who has that need. And it's a major, major need. You know, it's this big time. But this is a great project that I'm working on now because the company is 100% behind it. We have, a very nice budget, which you also often don't get with these projects because it's like so new on the scene, it mm-hmm. seems. But again, as with Ralph Lauren, the team I'm managing, we have a very rigorous schedule. We work, we meet every Wednesday, and on Thursdays we action everything that we talk about on Wednesday, so it gives the team that's actually building out the system, mm-hmm. 5 days to get it going. So it's a very, very, very strict schedule. Everybody's totally committed to it, and I think that's what makes it work and makes a DAN system really effective. If you've got a team that's just as passionate as you are, knows the end goal, knows what it's going to look like, can see what it's going to look like, it's highly customizable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can just bring this right into the PR department and use it for exactly what we need. And what's very exciting about this project is that there are other modules that have already been developed within the company, but they kind of did it backwards. They uploaded photos first, then they attached metadata and everything else. Mm-hmm. We're doing it like the old school way. We are building it out nice and slowly, very clean. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to add assets. And this is now going to serve as the model for the rest of the company going forward.
Nice.
So they have a very, very nice, clean system. It's going to work perfectly. It's going to be a totally like across the company. It's going to be one large system with all these different modules. And it's very, very nice.
And Julie, what advice would you like to give to DAN professionals or people aspiring to become a DAN professional?
Okay, so I thought about this a little bit, and, I said I've worked in fashion for mm-hmm. a long time, luxury brands, and I feel that the DAN community is, like, very inviting. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like it's a very competitive group. People are always sharing ideas and going to each other, and I think that's really key in this industry, mm-hmm. is not to be afraid to contact your colleagues and mm-hmm. talk about things, because mm-hmm. chances are they've already been through it. And they can give you some pointers. And I've just found, like, I can just, you know, I go to these meetups and I mm-hmm. meet these fantastic people. And then, mm-hmm. you know, you keep in touch and you come across, you know, like some situation. Like, I met someone last week. I'm going to contact them about, you know, these video assets I'm working on for this current collection. So mm-hmm. I just think that you should just be really open and not be very competitive, you know, about that type of thing. So there's a lot of industries that are competitive, but I feel like this is like a knowledge sharing group, and it's just natural to want to talk about and discuss and share information. You know what I mean? It's just it's one of those industries that kind of works that way. And for the aspiring professional, you know, I just feel like you should go to these meetups, go to these networking events. I hear so many people say, younger people say they don't want to go, they're shy or whatever, but it's like this is one group of people who are so passionate about what they do that somebody's going to talk to you. Like, you know, that fear of, like, social anxiety that people experience when going to these events, but people shouldn't even worry about that. And I find with, you know, younger people I run into, they don't want to do these things. And I'm like, it's the best thing going. Are you kidding me? I meet people every time I go. I meet wonderful people, you know, and you just kind of expand your network.
Well, thanks, Julie.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.